When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Brian Gittins, and welcome to Year After Year with me, Brian Gittins. In each episode, I'll be looking at each year of David Edwards' life. So, moving from year zero, before he was born, all the way to year 42, where we find ourselves now. In this episode, episode 2, we will be focusing on year 1, the first year in David Edwards' life. Hello, David.
Hello, thank you for having me back for another year.
Well, of course I'm going to have you back. Our bloody show's based on you. I couldn't have Paul the Plumber, could I? Do you know Paul the Plumber?
I've heard of him, but I've never actually met him in the flesh, physically.
What have you heard about him?
I've heard that he does a good job, but it takes too long.
Okay.
Good workmanship, but poor duration.
Sure. So, David, so this is obviously a show based around you. It's year after year, and we're going to be focusing on your first year on planet Earth.
Blimey.
What was it like coming out of your mummy's legs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an exact memory like I was...
Okay, forget it then. So that first year, what happened? What were the highlights?
I only have one memory of my first year where I was in a pram, so I must have been a year old. I wasn't in like a toddler, what they call, the little... the chairs with wheels.
Wheelchairs?
Yeah, sort of a wheelchair for toddlers, which is, yeah, a toddler buggy, that's it.
You sure it was a wheelchair for toddlers, David?
I think that's what they basically are, isn't it? You know, an OAP, a toddler, they haven't got the coordination skills to independently wander around. So they're sat down and pushed around by, parents or helpers in the old people's home.
Or paedophiles who steal you. Did you ever get... You weren't ever stolen, were you?
I do remember, not in my first year, but certainly the fourth and fifth.
Okay, save it for the fourth and fifth episode. We're focusing on the first year, David. You were a baby. What was your poo like?
My poo... I don't actually... I feel terrible about that, but I don't...
Have a guess.
Buddy. Oh, God, I'd go for a Coleman's Mustard's yellowish tone tint. That's exactly what I can imagine. Because you're eating a lot of processed kind of foods, baby foods, and...
I'm not.
What, when you're one?
Oh, sorry, we're talking about when you're one,
not
yes?
Not now, I couldn't stomach it now. First year I was onto alphabetic, spaghetti on toast. But you don't have teeth, do you? That's the reason.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, you do now? I can see, yes. Yeah, absolutely, you do now, I can see them. But
you keep telling me what I'm doing and what I have.
Yeah, I think it's more me thinking, right, Brian's got this, Brian does that. I think most people do that in their heads, but I'm verbalising it for some reason.
Can you remember how you felt being out in the big wide world? It was your first year, David. How did it feel?
Well, in that one memory I have where I'm laying in a pram and I've got toys of the Wombles hanging from the top of the pram looking at them.
Racist.
It was a bit racist.
It's got to be said.
Why are the Wombles racist?
Yeah.
I don't know, really. I guess there was never any African-American Wombles, were they? They're all very kind of sort of white middle-aged men vibe.
What would an African-American Womble be called?
He'd be called, it would have a sort of, what were some of the original Wombles called? There was Uncle Jeremana. I can't remember now.
Well, do them now. Top five Wombles.
Uncle Jeremina.
Two.
Philip.
Three.
Warrior? Yeah, Warrior. I think something like that. Scavenger.
Five.
And
five.
Fifth would be Dolly.
And the African-American one.
African-American one, Seb.
So you were 1 year old. Were you a podgy baby?
The photos I've seen, I was quite podgy, yes.
You were lying in your wheelchair. You had the Wombles above you. What was it that you remember?
I remember having two conflicting emotions in that memory. One was boredom, and the other one was frustration that would move me to tears. So I'd be bored, frustrated. It would be basically backwards and forwards, quite bipolar, basically.
Quite what? Quite what?
Bipolar. Mm-hmm. So, very low boredom thresholds. Just laying there in a pram being pushed around. And then I get very frustrated and annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, too hot, hungry.
Would you cry a lot as a baby?
Definitely.
Okay, could you maybe, not very loud, but could you do an impression of you crying as a baby? What are you crying for? What are you crying for there?
Attention from my mother, some kind of interaction, because I just got these plastic Wombles, seven Uncle Jeremiah, whatever, just looking at me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's engaging me or stimulating me.
Were you scared of the big wide world in the first year, or were you not really aware?
No, I think I felt quite safe. I remember later years becoming quite scared of the real wide world.
In later years,
I remember becoming quite frightened of the worldwide world,
web.
The real world type of thing. Definitely in that aspect. But not when I was in my first year. I think it was more like colours and shapes.
Can you remember the first time you could distinguish between a colour and a shape and a bit of wood and a chair and a door and...
No, I mean, I would love to, because, I mean, that is the growth of a human brain, isn't it? When you're finding that disconnection between you and other objects. But, no.
Can you do an impression of the first time you saw a door? So something like, ah, mama, yeah, look at that. Could you do maybe an impression like that?
Mama, look, gateway to other worlds, join me.
No, you wouldn't. No. What would you say? Say the first time you saw a tree, what would you have said?
No, it'd be more,
Think about it, because you probably wouldn't be talking. Maybe the odd word, but... Really think about this, David, otherwise there's no point doing the podcast.
No, don't
shout at me, please don't shout at me, David.
Yeah, transport myself to the first year. I think it wouldn't be words, it would be more noises, sort of... Sort of a kind of... amazement.
Yeah.
Beak, you know, the one word.
Yeah.
You know, shade. No, that'd be too over the top. But, oh.
What are you looking at there when you make that noise?
Oh, branches.
Yeah.
Crawling up to it, it's getting darker. I'm putting my lips on the bark of the tree like a chimpanzee and then putting the palms of my hands up against the bark. Something like that. So it's more of a sensual kind of experience.
Sensual.
Oh, sensual. Yeah. Yes. It could be sexual as well. You don't know, do you, at that age?
Okay, so we're coming to the end of the episode. When you look back at that first year, what do you take away from it?
I think the only memory I've got, as I say, is in the pram with the Wombles. And I think my emotions were very much like a graph, up, down, up, down. It was a roller coaster. It was basically like Ozzy Osbourne on tour in the 70s. You know, massive tantrums, frustration, and then massive low boredom thresholds.
Okay.
You know, when I was bored, I'd then demand my mother. He would demand his PA and some kind of A-list drug. You know, if I wasn't engaged 24/7 and I wasn't able to relieve water from my bladder or give them food, there'd be a lot of diva moments where I'd be demanding things now.
Okay, thank you for that, David. I appreciate you coming on. What I'd like to do at the end of the episode is create a scene for the listener. You have been left outside of a newsagent's and your mother has gone inside to buy some cigarettes or some sweets or some pints of milk, and you're in the pram, and I'm going to play a little bit of music, and I just want to hear the David Edwards, eight-month-old David Edwards, looking about at the world. And until the next time, listeners, thank you so much. Thank you, David. And I'll see you in year two. Thank you, David.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm looking forward to year two. Wow, wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Bird. Bird. Mama? Ma? Mom? Mama? Bird. No. Mama!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.